Hey, everybody, welcome to the second half of the show, The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelarusco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links. The chat room links, come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate, be creative, do something different, fix something. Awesome. I also have information published at byebyeblueskies.com, help-access, and throughout the internet. Check me out. Type in my name. See where you can find me. We publish information with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives and keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions for prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, vitamins, supplements, essential oils, and foods, and also now with different energy models that I'm working on. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. To mention it, I'm going to be on November 17th. I'm going to be in a place called Merritt, BC. I will be sending a broadcast email out. We'll be doing a little mini seminar there. I forgot to mention in the first half of the show. The information will be to get a hold of Terry over there in BC. We're going to be talking about health, nano, and a whole bunch of other things. So I was invited to come out there and speak. So I figured I'd take the time to let you know. November 17th, if you're in the BC area, feel free to come out and say hi, and see what I've got to say and see if it can help you. So where was I at here? On my website at augmentinforce.com, there is a catalog link. On that catalog link, we have all kinds of materials that may help you in achieving your objective and keeping your health or trying to regain it back. So we have on there the flash drive. It's a library of information that's on a 32 gig flash drive, which has a bit of everything on it that you can imagine. We also have the books on DVDs. We also have t-shirts. I'm just a guy or gal who knows some stuff. I might have to change this. I'm just a man or a woman that knows some stuff. We also have on there the anti-nano triangle, anti-nano bucket, the repulsors, the portable grounds, a whole host, and I also do consultations. So for more information, feel free to reach me at, again, 519-977-5351. And if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so at 208-935-0094. All right, today's date again is November 4th. Can you imagine that? November 4th, 2017. And despite, this is how defiant we are. It's how God made us to be defiant toward evil. We're still here. We are still here. All right, the first half of the show, we're belaboring about how everybody's being got nano poisoning, how a lot of the nonsense that you've been doing or been told have been misinforming you, misguiding you to buy stuff that doesn't work or that you can't even break down. Misguiding you with the fact that it's supposed to do something, but it's being neutralized by excipients. So, what are you to do? Well, the one thing you need to do is understand this. When you get hit with nano poisoning and it starts to manifest, you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel sore, you're going to feel achy, you're going to have things pop in your head. Oh, it's the end of the world, I can't win, I may as well throw in the towel. These are frequencies, again, being pumped into your brain, not by you, but by some program operation. And you need to develop a backbone. You need to develop a defiant stand toward this assault. You need to say very clearly that if I'm going to go, I'm taking you with me. You need to make a stand very clearly. I'm not dead yet, and don't plan on being anytime soon. You have to make a stand, a verbal stand, even a commitment to yourself that you're going to fight till you find an answer. I have stated many a time, I will find this even if it kills me. You know, because we're already dead. All of us are dead already. We just haven't fallen down yet. I borrowed that from a friend of mine here in Windsor. And while we're here, though, we are here. And while we're here, we can do something. So, the way I see it, do something. Okay, you got hit with this. It's not the end of the world. I've been fighting it for 7 years. I'm still standing. I'm still going strong. I'm still putting in a 19-hour day. I'm still doing talk shows. I'm still, you know, giving people information, doing videos, you know. And somebody said, well, you must have got hit that bad. I got hit. I've been hit very bad. Okay, but I was persistent in trying to find an answer, and I was persistent, and I had somebody else that worked with me on this. That's going to be the key with you guys. Work together. You're going to find comfort and assurances, and you're going to find encouragement being together, working together, cooperating together. Pull the information out. Throw it out there. Hash it over. Don't get into any argument about it till you know for sure what's up and down. And when that happens, everybody's going to know it. Start using things that are going to protect your DNA, your genetic code. That's what's being assaulted. If I turn the switch on or off in your DNA or your genetic code, I can either hyperaccelerate your immune system, I can turn it off, I can make you wide open. So this is the key factor that you're going to deal with, is your DNA and your genetic code. You're going to be eating things that are going to be building your body. One of the things that builds your body is saturated fat. And I mean a lot of it, and omega-6. You are not going to use any omega-3 whatsoever. None. That was the biggest pile of rubbish that the health food industry ever took in. It breaks down the myelin sheath, causes high levels of oxidation, and opens you up to the assault by nanoparticulates to take over your cells. Leave it alone. 6s for sure, saturated fats for sure, the odd time omega-9. But the major fats you want to use is your 6s and saturated fats and some 9. No 3s, you don't need them. The other thing that you're going to be looking at are minerals, high profile minerals like copper, zinc, manganese, cobalt, iodine, boron or borax, Epsom salt, magnesium and sulfur, trisodium phosphate, sodium and phosphorus, chloride. Okay. You're going to need to reinitiate these back into your system, because what has happened is this has been either exhausted out of your body, or you never were taking enough to begin with, because you're told that salt is bad for you. So you take salt, you're going to die. Oh, salt is going to kill you. Oh, salt. Salt's going to cause your pressure, blood pressure to go up. Oh, yeah, salt. Don't eat salt. You're going to die. Oh, die. Blood pressure is going to, oh, you're going to die. Oh, you're going to have a heart. You're going to die. Oh, you're going to die, die. That's the BS that they keep pumping in you. Okay, you're not going to die by eating salt. You need it. You balance it with potassium and you're fine. If you got high blood pressure, chances are it's because you're eating the genetically engineered crap that they fed you. The GMOs will cause this to happen, but they don't tell you this. And cholesterol. The other one is cholesterol. Oh my gosh. Oh, your cholesterol numbers are a little too high. We need to get you on statins. Oh my gosh. Such bullshit. And you fall for that because you get into that fear factor. You don't stop and research. Now, let's do a little talking here, okay? So that we become aware. When they're checking LDL and HDL, What are they checking? They're checking protein. That's not cholesterol. They're checking a protein biomarker in you. That is not cholesterol. Cholesterol is a coating that goes on the arterial lining to protect your blood vessels from bursting when the blood's flowing through it. Cholesterol acts as an antioxidant, and as you get older, the cholesterol goes up slightly because it has to, in order to compensate for the lower vitamin C and vitamin A levels in your body and vitamin E. So if it goes up a little bit, it's not the end of the world. If they're going to get you on a statin drug, that means they're going to cut your lifespan by 5 to 10 years by taking that drug. And they're going to cause permanent genetic damage to your system. And majority of you that are on this drug are probably between 50 and 60 years old because you're now at the door. You're knocking on the door of retirement. They got to take you out. They're going to kick you in where it hurts to double you over. And they're going to keep you there until you pass faster than you're supposed to. See, you got to remember something. Our system today that we have, and what we've adopted here, we've adopted some of the Japanese horse hockey. We went from a civilized civilization to a backward community. Okay, most of us have a European background. Most of us are under the understanding of taking care of our older and aged, you know, and looking after them. Because when we were young, they looked after us. Japanese don't have that perspective. They feel the need to terminate their life as an honorable service to the company that they have served. The company feels it doesn't owe them anything other than to cut them loose and let them die. Here's your knife, here's your watch. It was nice knowing you. Do the honorable thing and kill yourself. This is the baloney that they promote. And they make you think that's honorable. That's a lot of horse hockey. You're going to sacrifice yourself to a complex mechanized concept or idea? How stupid. This is supposed to be an advanced civilization and they're still this stupid? Again, I'm not saying that all of them are. But that's stupid thinking. And that's capitulating to the elite. Oh, we don't have to take care of that one. He took care of himself. Yeah. We do it differently here in the West. In the West, we don't give you a knife to commit harakiri. Oh, no. That's too barbaric. Oh, no. We're going to give you the Walt Disney version of harakiri. We're going to give you drugs. We're going to tell you that you got things going on in your body that you don't have a clue what they are. And you don't know what they are. So you're going to listen to us because we made you believe that we have the answers. And I keep telling you, they haven't given you any answers since 1950. Except some bull roar to sell you some idea or philosophical concept or ideology. You need this drug. This drug will take care of you. Doctor, will it fix me? It'll make you feel better. I don't want to feel better. I want to feel great. I want to feel normal. I want to feel back to life. I don't want to feel better. That's a subjective term. Feeling better. Better than what? I want to feel alive. I want to feel whole. That's what you should be feeling. You know. So when we're looking, you know, at what they're telling you today, your cholesterol's up. So what? Like, I don't care if my cholesterol's up. The old numbers used to be 220 to 240. I don't know what the new numbers are or how they're rating that. But I go by the old school numbers. And if your cholesterol's between 220 and 240, don't worry about it. When your cholesterol goes down below those numbers, that's when you should start worrying, because then you're going to start dying. There's all kinds of information all across the board stating that the people who eat the most fat live longer than people who don't. So again, this is where we're at today. So those of you with the nano poisoning, you're going to hear all kinds of horse hockey. It's a rope worm you've got. It's a Agrobacterium. It's a mold. It's, what's the other one? Oh, I forget. There's so many different nonsense. And when you go through it all, you're going to find none of it's work, none of it's true, and none of it works. They're going to have you do zapping machines and Rife machines and zeolite. None of that crap works. In fact, those things will aggravate it and further perpetuate it. Don't use a zapper. Don't use a TENS machine. Any direct assault on this a synthetic biology will create a morphology. In other words, it's going to shift, change, and alter itself so that whatever you're doing to it will have no effect. Any direct assault on this, let me repeat, will further perpetuate the replication, the self-repair, and the assembly of this technology in the body. Do not use these devices. Do not attempt to use anything that's going to give you a direct shot on this. I have seen this with my own self. We've compared it with other people. I even had a clinic in the Carolinas contact me about some disorders they saw in the blood, and when they did run a charge through it, it immediately changed and manifested itself further, replicated itself that much more dramatically. Everything that has to do with artificial intelligence, artificial life, and synthetic biology is taking their template off of us. They're creating these things to resemble how we are, how we function, how we live, how our bodies work. And they've done the same exact thing with this tech. If you hit us, we fall down, we come back stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Same thing with this thing. You attack it directly. You cause any damage in its assembling, it will now come back stronger. No direct attacks. You have to turn off the biotech that's replicating or assembling in your system. That's why I gave you the triangle. That's why I gave you the bucket. And eventually I'm going to give you a chamber where you can take a bath in it and shuts it off top to bottom. You will constantly, constantly, constantly reload the body with this biotechnology. Synthetic biology. You will be constantly reloading it. Every time you eat, every time you breathe, every time you drink, every time you wear certain things, you apply certain things on your body, you will be exposed again and again and again. This is going to be until we develop an immune response to this technology, or until we eliminate the causal factors of this technology that's infecting the planet. We will be dealing with this on a regular basis. Those chemtrails above us have synthetic biology in them. The farmers are spraying nanotechnology in the fields. The grocery markets are spraying nanometals on your food supply. When you consume this, when you're exposed to this, it is a high concentration or overload that you are consuming. Then one of the symptoms are itchy skin. Okay, you're scratching and you can't stop scratching because the quantum dots in your body are moving around. The bots that are in your body are now assembling by releasing the fullerenes that are attached to the bots so they can assemble a circuitry in your system. That is what's going on. It's using your biofilm because your body's immediate response mechanism is to assemble a bacterial attack on these synthetics. Biofilm will grow on any synthetic. Go get some plastic and put a little bacteria on and see what happens after a day or two. Okay? The same thing in your body. Your body's a 98.6 warm, wet, and dark spot with artificial material inside of you that you've consumed either in the food supply, i.e. margarine, for instance, which was a plastic or a polymer. Some of the vitamins you have, like microcrystalline cellulose, cross-carmelose, artificial natural flavoring agents, chemicals that have synthetics to them, even metals like silica dioxide, titanium dioxide, aluminum. Aluminum can trigger a hormonal response with the women, creating what they call a metalloestrogen. So these are things that you're constantly being exposed to. So now you have to come up with ways and means to minimize the re-exposure. One of the things that causes the materials to expedite its assembly is frequencies. Frequencies from towers, frequencies from cell phones, frequencies from your computer, frequencies from portable phones, frequencies from AM and FM, frequencies from radio frequencies, frequencies from electromagnetic fields, electrical charges, sound, light, can activate an assembling process if the frequency or the things that you are exposed to attenuate to the frequency that activates these things. So when we're looking at what to do, number one, turn the technology off in you, number one. Number two, start pulling out the nanometals or the nanobiology that you've accumulated. You've got to strip that down. Number three, you may need to wear something to disperse or diffuse radio frequencies that we're constantly being inundated with from the towers, from, like I said, all the equipment. If you're going to sleep at night, do not take your cell phone with you. If you take it with you, put it in one of those shielding pads that will stop the frequency from accessing the phone. And if you're telling me, well, I need the phone to wake me up, go buy an alarm clock, quick bing a ding dong. That thing is pulsing you while you're sleeping. In the state of sleep you're in, it will further generate a frequency to accelerate the self-assembling of nanotechnology in your body. It will amplify or get amplified by the smart meters you have on your home, which is also transmitting a frequency which can also activate the assembling and replication of this technology. So you don't really want anything like that in your room with you that can transmit a frequency or a signal. You need to sleep and try to, again, do short burst naps. That may be better to slow down the assembling process. You're going to need sunlight, the spectrum of light that we should be getting that would help us fight this takeover is being filtered out by the chemtrails. That's therefore you see chembos. How many have looked up in the sky and see a rainbow or a chembo in the sky? Multiple colored color configurations, because it's reflecting off of those nanometallic materials that they're spraying in the sky. That is blocking the frequency from the sun that you should be getting that would regulate the vitamin D in your body. So go to your pet shop. Go to your pet shop and get the halogen, not the LED. Get the halogen lamps. The LED is a hijack. Does not reflect the frequency that works with us. Get the 50-watt LED that they use for reptiles, for lizards and things. Get the one that's non-heating. They get warm, but I got other ones where they regulate the temperature of your terrarium, so it keeps it at a certain temperature to make the reptile or amphibian more comfortable. So you want to use those lights because they have this full spectrum of the frequency. And by having them exposed on you throughout the day, I sit in front of two of them all day long. You may start seeing your body start to come back around again. You may start seeing yourself mend again. When you wake up in the morning, have one of those light bulbs in your socket so that when you flip the switch to turn the light on, you're getting sunlight or a type of sunlight that has the spectrums in it. They do have these lights that you can buy that are slow emanating, which reflect the full spectrum of the light as well. Without those frequencies, you cannot regulate the vitamin D. And they got everybody taking high doses of vitamin D to stimulate heart failure. That's what that's going to lead to. You shouldn't be taking any more between 1 and 2,000 of IUs of vitamin D and get the rest of it from fat and light. That will help a lot of you with the nano poisoning. That's got it going full on. Okay, this will make a ton of difference for you. Okay, consuming saturated fats like butter, coconut oil, ghee, butter oil, MCT oil, lanolin, tallow, cocoa butter. You might want to up the vitamin A, not the vitamin D, to protect the lungs and the eyes from being inundated with this nano horse hockey. If you get a vitamin A, do not get a fish oil. Get a retinol palmitate. Okay? You might want to start using, again, the minerals that are required for the system. Copper. Did I mention copper? Did I say copper? Copper should be at the top of the list. Iodine should be at the top of the list. Selenium should be at the top of the list. All the chlorides I previously mentioned should be at the top of the list. I'll tell you what I do. I'll give you my little recipe. You can copy it if you like to. You can modify it. You can improve upon it. Okay? Nighttime before I go to bed, I get my cobalt chloride, my zinc citrate, my copper chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, potassium chloride. I mix that with vinegar. Then I use a electrolyte powder I've got. I mix in there with it. I'll stir it up. I'll add a little baking soda to carbonate it, and down the hatch it goes. Now, I may use a lemon juice or lemon, I like a lemonade that they sell here, because all it's got in is lemon and citric acid. And water, so, and I'll use that. But I do that every night and sometimes through the day. And you're going to find when you do use those electrolytes, especially the chlorides, a lot of the infection areas that you've been dealing with that doesn't seem to want to go away may start to clear up. One of the reasons why some of these infections may not want to go away is primarily because you've got a saturation of nanotechnology assembling in that area, which has caused the area basically to die. And as a result, you're creating a negative bacteria to form, or maybe even a fungi to form, because you can get a fungi biofilm as well. And now you start having skin damage as a result of it. You may have moles pop up, and they keep on extending outside the skin. That's the technology inside pushing the skin out because it's saturating the area or overloading the area. So again, when we're looking at what we can do, these are essential to do. Start using more saturated fat. You're going to find when you do this, you're going to feel full. Go get some cream, 35%. You can get the sheep cream, that's even better. Shake it up, whip it up, blend it up till you get a nice thick cream. If you whip it up too long, it'll go into butter, but if you just leave it for about a minute or so, you'll get a cream. Consume that. If you want to add vitamin A, CQ10, vitamin E to it, an essential oil, like, say, for instance, vanilla or orange, or if you want to add even an almond extract with ethanol, by all means use the ethanol version, not the propylene glycol. Stay away from propylene glycol. That is a polymer-derived material. Consume the fat. And lay off all grains. All grains. I don't care how orgasmically organic as they tell you it is, how wonderful it is, how the fiber, the blah, the this, and blah. It's all death in a wrapper. Death in a wrapper. Hey, I made a rap song. Death in a wrapper. Whatever. Anyway, death in a wrapper. Because the bread will be loaded with nanometal. Silica being the main one. Maybe silver. And what does silver do to the male population? To the men that were created by God? What does that do to them? It causes testicular damage, genetic damage in the testicles, shreds the tubes. When you contact the health food store and you're buying the silver products that they're selling you, ask them if it's, they say, angstrom, monatomic, synthetic atom, ultrafine, or nano. Do not buy it. Do not use it. Unless you don't care about your testicles. And you do whatever you want. Okay, and you can look that up. Go look it up. I got on my website, webpage alone at augmentenforce.com, there is tons and tons and tons about things on nanotransformation, nanotoxicology. Well, look at what silver does to you on a nano scale. They're calling it colloidal. Doesn't mean it is. Ask them before you buy anything in a bottle. Anything in a bottle that is saying it's a colloid, contact the companies. I don't know how many people have contacted me who have done exactly that. And they have told me that every time they've contacted, it doesn't matter what silver company it was, they all had nano. All of them. That's currently on the shelves at the health food store today. So when we're looking at things to do, here are some of the things that you can do. Okay. Taking the baths, doing detoxes. One of the best things that can help expedite respiratory issues, colon issues, smart dust, nano dust, synthetic biology is sodium thiosulfate. Now this stuff tastes horrific. I mean, beyond belief horrific. But if you do this for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, probably for 4 weeks with ascorbic acid, you may find things come out of you that will surprise you. Wires, chips, particles, metal, smart dust, a host of things that will make you think you've got an alien UFO parked in your backside. But that will go a long way in detoxifying your body from the load you're carrying now. Think about how old you are. Doesn't matter what your age is, whether you're 10 years old, 20, 30, 40, 80, 90, 100. Think about this. As long as anyone born after 1950, has been exposed by the decade, every decade for the last 50 to 60 years of our existence on this planet, almost 70 years on this planet, we've been exposed to high levels of these particle dust, particles in the food supply, genetics in the food supply, you know, vaccines that have got God knows what in them. And now they're telling you that if you don't get a vaccine, blah, blah, blah. You know, like I said, I always tell people, think of the vaccine as the mark of the beast, because you are a beast and they want to mark you. You know, you're just a human. How many times you hear that on television? I mean, this is the horse nonsense they televise on television through all the drama shows and the sci-fi shows. You're only human. You're only human. No, you're not human. You're a man. You're a woman. But because you're a human, you're a beast. And now they're going to inject you like a beast. You take your dog in to get the shots. You take your cat in to get shots because they have legislated laws about your property, which they had absolutely no business legislating. Your cats and your dogs are your property. Property does not get vaccinated. But they have done a sleight of hand here with your property. They cannot take your children away from you either, because your children are your property. And that's the way it really is. They said they're going to come take away your children. You bring back my property, and they have to bring them back. As long as you entitle them, like I say, human or children, they are not men and women, and they've got them. But if they're your property, they got to return your property. Or they're breaking the law. Then they're subject to whatever karmic or whatever retribution that the law will bring to them. That's how you fight. Knowing what these words mean. So this vaccination bullsh that they're putting on everybody is because you're a beast. And they're treating you like one. By injecting you with all God knows what's in those things. None of you ever ask the doctor, can I see the label of what you're putting inside of me? He says, well, no, then you're not putting it in me until I know what you're putting in there. How many of you actually say this? or you just blindly go in and have your and offer your children to sacrifice. Here, I'm sacrificing my kid. Here, yeah, go ahead, put the needle in him. Put the needle in her. When we're looking at these things, you have to understand the nature of why they're doing these things. Everybody's walking around and sleeping in the haze, because and then in this haze and the sleep, this is when they're pulling the sleight of hand. Okay, this is when they're pulling the sleight of hand. You have to know these things, and you have to know them better than you've ever known them in your life. Because if you don't know these things, they're going to constantly attack you with stupid things. Why are you taking drugs? Because drugs have a pharmacopoeia effect of keeping your brain in a haze. Has these drugs, any of you who've taken drugs from your doctor, not the street stuff, street stuff is coming from the pharmaceutical industry anyway. It's double jeopardy. They're screwing you at the doctor's office, and they're screwing you in the street. But when you take these drugs, have they fixed anything? Have they corrected anything? Or have they just basically turned off the sensation of the discomfort that you were feeling? If so, what else is this doing? If it's turning off those signaling pathways to the brain, what else is that turning off? What else is that turning off? Those of you with the nano poisoning, you've gone to the doctor and you've gotten the antibiotics and they didn't do nothing. You've gone and been told you've got a form of Lyme disorder. That was the other one I couldn't think of. Lyme. Everybody's got Lyme. You got Lyme, Lyme. Oh, you're all full of Lyme. You ain't got no Lyme. That's another lie from the pit of hell. You've got something foreign in you, that's for sure. If you've got a Lyme disorder, I'll tell you how to treat Lyme, and within 3 days, 3 to 5 days, it should be gone, if it's Lyme. You run an electrical charge through your body. You will run a TENS machine, or you will run a Zapper machine if you've got Lyme, not nano. If you've got nano and you run those devices, I assure you, you are going to see geometrical patterns, lesions, and all kinds of rashes and outbreaks form on the surface of your skin if you fire those things in you and you don't have Lyme. I guarantee it. If you've got Lyme and you really got a tick bite or a tick disorder going on in your system, an electrical shock will fry it completely, will fry the proteins, fry any larvae that may have transported in the system, and they will just lay there and die, and your enzymes and your immune system will break it down and get rid of it. You'll be nauseous as hell from the die-off, but that's all that will take to treat Lyme. 3 to 5 days. I have had people contact me that said they've had Lyme for 10 years, and I tell them, you don't have Lyme. You've got nano poisoning. And then I get them on the profile. So you're going to go on my website. So now we're at that point. May as well get you there. You are going to go on my website and you're going to type in augmentinforce.com. AugmentinForce.com. You are going to go down into the directory of content section. On the left side, you are going to see recipe for a YouTube. You're going to click on that, and you're going to see a bunch of links there. Then you're going to click on Nano Solutions. You're going to click on that. It's going to take you down to that section. You are going to copy and download this. You are going to share this with your networks. You're going to give this to everybody you know that you think has been told they got Lyme. Tell them you're going to try this to see if you really got Lyme. Well, my doctor said I got Lyme. Your doctor is full of horse hockey. Okay, doctors are not going to treat this affliction the way they're supposed to. Number one, there's a gag order on them, just like with the GCMAF. They hid that from the general population as well, and this is also being hid. So you're going to go to that site. You are going to look at that information, and you are going to follow it. You are going to follow it. And then you're going to look at how to get rid of it. First, there's going to be a little bit of a preview of how things have gone on, how you got it, where you got it, and so forth. You got to look at how the brain gets affected by these things, and when you read this thing, you're going to say, oh man, that sounds like me. Oh yeah, I can't remember who I am. I don't know what planet I'm on. Holy jumping. Yeah, so you're going to read that. Then you're going to see how the drug industry used all kinds of things like Paxo and what's the other one? It starts with an L. These downers they're giving everybody in the 60s and 70s because they started affecting people back then. What does crap? Then you're going to keep on going down and down and down, and then you're going to see ways and means to offset the effects. That's the one you want to pay attention to. Things to avoid. Brain and body support. You need to restore your brain faculties. Things like iodine, boron, copper, zinc, cobalt. Restore the brain functionality. You got to get your brains back. You can't be living on the edge with your brain. Your brain has to be in full faculty so you can stay focused in the fight. So you don't get caught up on an emotional disparity. You're feeling like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You're not going to get there. You're already there. Now we need to get your brain back so you can fight this and be prepared to fight this. Now, I got on here blackberries and blueberries. Do not consume them. I got to change this. I'm going to have to redo this. All berries, if you're going to consume a berry, don't care which one, Saskatoon berries, blueberries, gooseberries, blackberries, which are my favorite. You're going to have to juice them and then filter them with oil. Once you do that, let the oil separate and pour out the juice. Then you can use the juice, which will give you a higher concentration of the properties anyway. But remember, these berries are also going to have aluminum pesticide material and nano silver, which you're going to have to filter before you consume. So juice it. Filter it with an oil. We did a YouTube on it. Go watch the YouTube that we did on it. How to filter your juices and stuff by using oil. Teaspoon of peanut oil in a blender. You blend it. Put it in a container. Let the oil separate. Put it in the fridge so that the oil will congeal a little bit. And then pour out your juice through a filter. And now you can consume it. We have to minimize the exposure of what we're taking in. Okay, you have to minimize it. Saturated fats are going to be another thing you're going to need. Eggs. I don't care if you eat a dozen a day. Will not kill you. Okay? Will not kill you. Will not hurt you. Add a little rosemary essential oil and sage essential oil and thyme essential oil to the egg. Further increasing brain activity. Protecting your acetylcholine. The egg is going to give you choline, and the sage is going to increase the acetylcholine, and your brain cells are going to connect again. Yay! We're thinking. We have to start getting it back together. Okay, a lot of the vegetables that are grown above the ground are to be avoided at all costs. That means your celeries, your lettuces, your kales, your chard. And the broader the leaf, the less you consume or avoid altogether. They will have the highest concentration of these metal particulates, and they will eventually overload the brain and the rest of you. If you're going to eat vegetables, they need to be root-based vegetables. Celery root, parsnip, carrot, onion, garlic, ginger, turmeric, galangal, celery root, beets, those you eat. Tony, recommend for the replacement of oil sources? What do you mean? I'm not sure I'm following you there. I'm not sure what you're referring to. What do I recommend for replacement of the oil sources? What oil are you referring to, DRE? I'm not sure what you're getting at there. Let me see, is there anybody else? So when we're looking at things that we can do, these are things that we can, again, minimize the reloading of the body. If you're going to eat any kind of meat, which you should be eating some kind of protein in some form in the meat source, whether it's lamb, whether it's poultry, whether it's beef, again, if you can get grass-fed, do so. If you can get it from the farm, get it from the farm. Get it from the farm. Did I say get it from the farm? Get it from your farmer, do so. Unpasteurized milk, cream, yogurt, kefir. I personally don't eat pork. I don't stop people from eating it if that's what they want to do. It's not for me. I will use the lard, though. That I will use because the lard does have some great properties as far as that goes. But as far as me eating bacon, if there's nothing else, then I might. But generally speaking, I don't eat pork. Again, I don't hold it against anybody else. I have my own reasons for not eating it, for the sugar content. And I'm not crazy about eating a pig to begin with, because pigs are not very clean. But that's my thinking. But if you can't afford anything, then if you got to eat pork, then you want to neutralize the pork by adding clove and cinnamon with the pork. That should kill any parasite contamination that might be in there. Or you might want to cook it with a high concentration of garlic and onion to neutralize any parasites. You got to remember, a pig doesn't have the same type of digestive system as a cow, sheep, or a goat. And cows, sheep, and goats just eat basically grasses, unless they've been eating dead cows being fed to them. Pigs will eat anything. Snakes, anything dead. They're not fussy. I'm a little fussy, so, you know, that's just how it goes. Tony, put an umbrella on it. If you're going to grow stuff outdoors, you're going to have to enclose it. Put it in a greenhouse of some kind. But you're going to have to close it, because even if you leave them open, you're going to get some exposure. And even then, you're going to get exposure, but at least it's not going to be inundated. You're going to have to come up with innovative ways to do it. You know, that's come up with some ideas. So again, you know, I'm not against anybody eating anything. I'm not into the whole mosaic thing. The New Testament also indicates that you can eat anything you want as long as you give thanks to God. And what God calls clean, don't call unclean. So, I mean, it all depends on your perspective and your view. If you're an Old Testament thumper, you're going to go by the Mosaic Law, then that's the way you're going to go. If you're a New Testament covenant, if you're under the New Covenant, like I am, and you believe in the New Covenant and the principles of the New Covenant, then for you, you're under a completely different guideline. So, again, one was for slaves and one was for people coming out of the abyss. And that's how I express that. But again, you still have to neutralize the lamb and the meat that you're eating and the poultry, because they are also feeding the nano as well. So there's not really anything clean anymore. And some of the cows and the chickens are also being fed dead cows. The chickens and your pigs are being fed ground up cow. They're collecting the feces from the chicken and the pig and then feeding that back to the cow, because they were trying to avoid mad cow disease. So they figure if the animals filter it first, then they could feed them the crap. That's what's going on. So like I said, not everything is like it's supposed to be. So that's why I say get it from the farmer direct. This way you know they're still using the old animal husbandry ways of doing things. Okay? Jesus, that late. All right, before I go on, I'm going to have to cut this here. Support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, give them your support. Give them your assistance. Give them your contributions any way you can. Contribute by even helping them out if you can. You know, do what you can and say, hey, we're trying to help you out. Bye-bye, Blue Sky, Susan Meyer, Bernadette Green, GAG Canada. You got two activists, two women up here that have... they've got testicles of steel. I'm just kidding. But they're very active, very informed, and looking for answers and sharing what they have. So give them a hand. Send them your contribution if you can. Help them out if you can. Help them get the information out any way possible. So again, contact them, say hi, say, hey, what we are here to help you as an activist, because we're not asking what the activists can do for us. We're asking what we can do for the activists. Give it a go. You got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. On my website, there's a catalog link where I'm showing you some things that can help some of you, especially those of you with the nano poisoning, what you can do. We even show you on the YouTube how to build these devices. We're not only selling them to you if you don't want to build them, but we're even showing you how to build them so you don't have to buy them. So again, if you're into wanting to buy them, they're there. We got the t-shirts that are also there. We've got the old-fashioned remedies. We've got the DVDs. We've got the books on flash drive. We got actually a library on the flash drive. So by all means, if you're interested in anything there, and we've got the old-fashioned tonics, give me a call. If you need a consultation, again, give me a call or an email, 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. And when I do my consultations, a lot of times I do them on Skype to save you the long distance phone calls. And with the Skype, I can also transfer files that you might be looking for or I might have to help you again get on top of what's going on. Alrighty, you know, we're trying our best to help you guys out any way we can. We're trying to help each other out. I know times are tough, so again, I try to, on the YouTubes, we show you how to make things. We really do. We show you how to make that triangle. We show you how to make that bucket. We show you how to make the repulsor. We show you how to make the grounding strap. We show you how to make tinctures. We're showing you how to use a humidifier to fight off infections and respiratory issues. We're showing you all that stuff for free. There's no credit card, nothing. It's there to help you get back what was taken from you. It was there to get back to what was, again, you were deceived from. So again, feel free to access my website. It's all for free. Doesn't need a credit card. It's not like some of these sites that have this, oh, we got all this information, blah, blah, blah. It's free, free, free. And when you sign in, we need your credit card number, and then they send you a bill. We don't do that. We don't do that. So again, it's a con. Those are con sites. You know, report them, never support them. The stuff we're doing is free. If you want to donate, that's fine too. You can do that. That's all. That's your option. It's not required, nor are you meant to feel that you have to. But again, the information is free. Feel free to do so. Access the information. Use it. Share it. Make them better. I always say that on my YouTube. Make them better. You know, you can always make what I'm showing you better. Alrighty. Anyway, we're going to have to cut it short soon because, again, I can go on and on about this. But, again, I'm going to lead you back to my website, augmentandforce.com. Go to the directory of content section. Look at the recipe for a YouTube. Okay. Click on that. Look at Nano Solutions. Click on it. Download that. Download it. Share it. Spread it around. Give it to everybody in your network, anybody you know who's got the nano poison, which they're calling more gallons, which is all bullshit with the entitlement. By all means, share it with them. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Again, we'll see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Remember, I'm going to be out in Merritt, B.C., November 17th. I will send out the information who you can contact out there. And their name's Terry. And I'll give you the numbers. So if you're interested, send me an email, and I'll further give you the information. All right. Till next week, you know, stay networked, stay supportive, and you know, fix things. All right, see you then. Take care.